السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا، صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, also our sisters who listen over receivers, for some Jumu'ahs we were discussing the incident in the life of Hazrat Shaykh Shaqiq Balkhi Rahmatullah Alayh and Hazrat Hatim Asam. Hatim Asam Rahmatullah Alayh was the student, Shaqiq Balkhi Rahmatullah Alayh was the ustad, was the sheikh. And after 33 years, he asked him, how much did you learn? So he had said, I had learned only 8 lessons. We discussed some of these 8 lessons, and although we are trying to conclude over the number of Jumu'ahs, but it doesn't seem to conclude. But today I decided to take on the 7th point of his discussion, of the many lessons which he learnt, which you have heard already, which we discussed at length. Now we take on one more point. He says in the Quran, he says, when I looked around, I found people are enemies of others. People dislike others. For various reasons, they are enemies. Especially in our times, if we have to look at our families, our society, nationally or internationally, we find that there is nothing but fights, quarrels, arguments, enmity, hatred. It looks as if it is a world of hatred in which we are living. Where is that love that Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught? Where is that love that he demonstrated in his life? Where is that love that the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, they demonstrated in their lives? It seems that everyone is at loggerheads. There is no such thing as accommodation in one's heart for any person. We are not saying that the person must accommodate and he must be comfortable with kufr, with shirk, with bid'at. Or the person must be comfortable and he must accommodate sins. We are not saying that. What we are saying is that human dignity, even if that person is a non-Muslim, he's a disbeliever, but our manners, the way in which we meet the person, the manner in which we relate, the manner in which we associate, our akhlaq, our character, that is extremely important. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he was very, very good and kind to the Jews, to the Christians, to the kuffar and mushrikeen. Imagine his kindness for the Muslims. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's kindness, his charities, his good akhlaq and his good character. It was not only for the Muslims and for the believers. Pick up the books of history and see how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam even visited the non-Muslim Jew when he was sick, or the child of the Jew, and many other instances like that. But that one child even accepted Islam. So I'm not going into the detailed discussion on that, but what I am saying is that Hazrat Hatim Asam Rahmatullah Alayhi said that in your sohbat, in your company, I learnt 8 lessons. As I said, we have discussed some of those lessons already. If I have to take on the first point again, then we will get stuck there. We won't go further. But nevertheless, just to touch upon it, that he said that the first thing, for those people who may not have been here, that the first thing that I saw, that every person has got love for something or the other, but all those things that they love, either they separate from their beloved, or their beloved separates from them. So therefore he says, I made my beloved good actions and good deeds. He said, Ahsanta. Now he discussed this at length. Then he also mentioned that every person seems to have got some kind of jealousy, or that people are jealous, envious of what others have been given. So he says, I looked into the Quran Sharif and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Nahnu qasamna bainahum ma'ishatahum fil hayati dunya. So looking at that ayah, then I said, why must I be jealous and envious of what other people have got? Because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the one who does the distribution. So he says, I gave my heart to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's decision, satisfied and contented with whatever Allah Ta'ala has decided for me. So he says, an excellent lesson you have learnt. And the lesson in there is for all of us, that Allah Ta'ala has given everyone some kind of intelligence. He has given him the ability to go to the marketplace and earn, or to do something else, to whatever extent he can apply himself, commit himself, and earn a halal livelihood, he should do so within the parameters of Sharia, and then whatever Allah Ta'ala gives, he must be content. He must then not be jealous and envious of what others have got. Then he talked about tawakkul in Allah Ta'ala, that people have got a lot of trust in different kinds of things that they have. Some people trust the family's strength and power, that they will come to my assistance. Some people have got great trust on their wealth. Some people have got great trust on their qualifications and education. People have got trust in different things. Ask a person who is skilled, who has got expertise in some field, and is highly qualified. Then that person believes and truly believes that until his dying day, this qualification of his will come to his aid, help and assistance. And yet after some time, sometimes just a year or two after his qualification, and sometimes immediately after the qualification, the person meets up with an accident and he injures and damages his brain and he is unable to do anything with that qualification and degrees. People have great trust in the security equipment. They say, we got the most sophisticated security equipment. But that person just drives out of his gate and is hijacked. All that equipment remains inside his gate. So people have trust. So we don't say we mustn't make use of the means because we are living in a world of means. And I gave many examples. Because we are living in a world of means, we must make use of the means. But we must not trust in those means. So he said, I placed my trust in Allah Ta'ala because Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. He said, people have got great pride in the lineage, family status. Somebody claims that I came from this village. Somebody says I came from that village. Somebody says I came from this family. Somebody says I hail from that family. People have got great amount of pride. Whereas in the eye of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the only thing that is held in esteem is how much of taqwa that person has. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. So he says, I develop taqwa in myself. Because that is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala considers. He does not look at what wealth person has got, what health he has got, or what property he has got. So like this he went on and then he came to the seventh point. He said, the seventh one is this, that when I looked around, I see people are enemies of others. They just hate, they dislike, they want to fight, they want to destroy, they want to bombard, they want to bulldoze. That's all in the world there is today. That love that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught is even gone from the hearts of the believers. All the jihad also that was being waged in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not out of hatred and enmity and dislike. First of all, they gave da'wat towards deen. They invited towards the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, towards the Qur'an, towards the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. With their preaching and with their actions, they called towards the deen of Allah Ta'ala. The beautiful deen of Allah Ta'ala, in which there is no deficiency, no weakness of any kind. From whichever angle you look at it, there is nothing but beauty in it. The sad part is that we don't know Islam. Explain to any person, even if he is an enemy of Islam, but if you explain to him what Islam is, the person can have no objection at all. He may not accept it due to other reasons, but he cannot have a problem with the teachings of Islam itself, even jihad. What is jihad if we have to really know and understand and apply? The person will have to admit that certain times jihad is essential. It is necessary. But then jihad always went hand in hand with da'wat ilallah. The person had to invite towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's deen. He had to give him those beautiful teachings of Islam. He had to deal with the society and with the people, with that akhlaq and with that character of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those teachings must be in his life. Then somebody out of enmity and hatred and dislikes, due to jealousy and envy and other reasons, pride, they still come into opposition and they want to destroy the fabric of Islam. Then there's also jihad there. But at present there's just a kind of a hatred. We just want to fight. There's a hatred. It's not that we are so desirous that they must come into Islam. They must become worthy of entry into Jannah. They must become the beloved of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's not our desire. Just as they want to destroy, we also want to destroy. That's all. In the process, Islam suffers. Or Muslims suffer, in fact. Look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life. How much of love he had. And it was due to this very love that they underwent through all the tortures, trials, hardships, difficulties. But they continued with the propagation of the message of deen. Because of that great love they had in their hearts that nobody must go into Jahannam. Nobody must go into the fire of hell. No one must suffer in the hereafter. This was their heartfelt desire. And that is why they went on and on preaching. Otherwise the first 12 years of Makkatul Mukarrama, or the 13 years that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam spent in Makkatul Mukarrama after Nubuwat, when he was informed of his Nubuwat, those 13 years, and then again another 2 years until the Battle of Badr, that was the time they were given the permission that now you can fight back. So what were they doing all this time? Now some people say, no, they were developing their iman, because their iman was very weak, na'uzu billahi min zalik. The iman of the sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, the moment they saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and they accepted Islam upon his hands, their iman became so strong and so solid that the iman of all the walis of the world cannot reach the stage of that of the lowest sahabi. So it was not that, it was that they were told that you must continue propagating this message, because very few people just know what Islam is. In the early stages of Islam, how many people really came to know what Islam is? Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam grew up amongst them, he lived amongst them, so they knew him as an honest person, truthful person. They themselves called him al-sadiq al-ameen. They left their belongings by him for safekeeping. And they never found him speak a lie at all in his life. So that they knew, but when he said, now must believe in this one Allah, must believe in the day of judgment, must believe in life after death, must believe in qiyamah, and must implement the teachings of the Quran, then that is when they became an opposition and a force. So in those 13 years, this is what they were doing, that they were going on and on and on, suffering all the torture and trials and tests and tribulations. But they were rocks of patience and sabr. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then in Madina Tayyibah gave them the permission that now you can fight. And within a short period of time, we know that the whole of Hijaz and how many places then became Muslim countries, as we term them. So that akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had to be demonstrated. So it was not just enmity and hatred and dislike. Believers have not been created for that. Yes, we must. So what must we dislike? So that is what Hazrat Hatim Assam Rahmatullah Alayhi said. He said that I saw people are disliking others for various reasons. Quarrels over wealth, property, possessions, gold, silver, oil wells. In our times we can see these are the reasons for fights and arguments and quarrels and wars and battles. Everybody wants to grab. And because of that there's so much of hatred. Everyone is demanding, my right, my right. But what about the rights of others that we are not prepared to fulfill? Every right that we have, it has a corresponding right. So he says, I notice that people are enemies, enemies, enemies. But this enmity is not for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is for worldly reasons that they hate and they dislike. Somebody dislikes his father, someone dislikes his mother, someone hates his children. And that is the truth that I am telling you, that how can you even have, think of parents hating children? And not for deeni reasons, not that that child was not making namaz, that child was going to the cinemas, discos, theatres, that's why the parent is disliking that child. For worldly reasons. Doesn't come to the shop on time. Things like that. So there's nothing but hatred. Husbands are hating their wives. Not because of deeni reasons. Wives are hating their husbands, not because of deeni reasons. If we have to go into the detailed aspects, it shocks us. What are the reasons of enmity and hatred in these days? So Hazrat Hatim Asam Rahmatullah Alayhi said that I looked at the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif said that Shaitan, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Inna Shaitan alakum aduw. Fattakhizuhu aduw. Shaitan is your enemy. He is your declared enemy, avowed enemy. There is no doubt about that, that he is your enemy. So if he is your enemy, make him your enemy too. So he says, I made Shaitan my enemy. I began to love everybody else and I made Shaitan my enemy. So now it will mean that whatever is disliked by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that is what Shaitan will encourage you to do. What will Shaitan encourage a person to do? What will he whisper in the hearts? What must we do? We must do those things that are displeasing to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So in other words, I hated all those sins and all those evils which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had declared as sins and evil. I began to hate all that. Because hating Shaitan, it doesn't mean that you're going to have a boxing match with Shaitan, now you put up a ring and then have an 11 round fight with Shaitan and see who knocks him down. It means that all those evils towards which Shaitan encourages, he says, I hated all those things. So you don't hate the person, you hate those sins. And that is the biggest lesson for us in these days of holidays. Especially when the July comes. And there's July handicap and there's Gunston and there's this and there's that and every kind of thing. Attracting towards those same sins and attracting towards those same evils which have brought destruction upon families and societies. So Hazrat Hatim Asam Rahmatullah Alayhi says that this is another lesson that I learnt in the 33 years with you, that I must make Shaitan my enemy instead of just making every other person my enemy. Because Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, he came as Rahmat. In his time there was nothing but fights, wars, crime, looting, raping and what else. Anything that you can think of was happening at that time. But he came as Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Kuch kufr ne fitne phailaye, kuch zulm ne shole badkaye. Kuch kufr ne fitne phailaye, kuch zulm ne shole badkaye. Sino mein adawat jaag uthi, insaan se insaan takraye. पामाल किया बर्बाद किया कमजोर को ताकत वालों ने पामाल किया बर्बाद किया कमजोर को ताकत वालों ने जब जुल्म सितम हद से गुजरे तशरीफ मुहम्मद ले आए सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's time, same thing, kufr, shirk. How much of fitnas spread because of this kufr and shirk? Kuch kufr ne fitne phailaye. Kuch zulm ne shole badkaye. The fire was burning, raging of injustice, of zulm. In the hearts, instead of love and muhabbat, there was nothing but hatred and enmity. The whole atmosphere was filled with nothing but hatred and enmity. Dislike, enmity, hatred. That Christian priest that I spoke about the other day, that he was here in one of the zikr programs, and he says that for the first time that he found that there was the presence of God around him, one other thing that he mentioned also, is that our impression was this, or my impression was this, that in the mosques, the talks that take place are centered around hatred for Christianity, fight them, destroy them, do this, do that. He says, but when I heard the talk, he says, I was so impressed that there was no such thing as hatred. Indeed, you disagree with my religion and I disagree with yours. But your whole preaching was not just fight, fight and fight. So they have that impression. And the outside world, that is the impression that we give to them. So I speak to them about the Quran and about the Sunnah and about the beautiful teachings of Deen. And their hearts will melt, it will soften up. And it will be only the pride or jealousy or envy or something like that, or their position, that will keep them away. So he says there was injustice that was spreading everywhere. Kuch zulm ne shole bar sino mein adawat jaguti, insaan se insa takray, nothing but wars, battles, fights, killing, murders, that's all. Kaam wala kiya barbaad kiya kamzor ko taqat walon ne, those who were weak, they were trampled under the feet of those who were strong and powerful. Those who had some military might, military power, like in our times we will say, because America has got military might, military power, or Britain has, or Europe has. So anyone who comes in their way, they must be trampled, they must be destroyed. Everyone must bow down to them. They will be the lords. Everyone must be their servants. Pamalakya barbadakya, kamzor ko taqat walone, the weak, the poor, those who had no strength, no power, no authority, the women folk, the children, the old, the feeble, they were trampled beneath the feet. But then when zulm reached a level, a height, beyond that, you cannot imagine more zulm and more injustice, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know that with his coming, zulm and injustice disappeared. People, those who were murderers and killers, and those who were people that were ready to destroy and usurp, they became the carers of the poor, the needy, the destitute, the orphans, the widows. Even their enemies, they treated them in such a kind manner. I conclude with that one incident which you may have heard before too, that a Hind or Hinda, she was the one that took out the liver of Rasul-e-Pak's uncle, Hazrat Hamza, and she chewed it. But after Fateh Makkah, she accepted Islam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam recognized her. But yet he didn't tell her anything, because she was coming into Islam. Afterwards she said that the most deserted tent in my sight was your tent. The most hated tent in my sight was your tent. But now there is no tent more beloved to me than your tent. When I look at the tent and I picture that my beloved Rasul is in the tent, it gives me such satisfaction. Sumama bin Asal, afterwards he accepted Islam, but when he was an enemy of the Muslims, then it was extremely difficult to capture him. And he was causing so much of havoc for the Muslim Ummah. But afterwards he was captured. It's a long story. He was tied to the pillar in the masjid. And for 3 days, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him that question. What do you have to say? He said, if you have me killed, then it's justice, because I know I've killed so many Muslims. And if you have me released, then you will find me very grateful. And if you want compensation, I will give you any amount that you ask for. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left him, didn't say anything. Second day, the same thing. Third day, the same thing. The fourth day, he released him. Immediately he went to one garden nearby. He took a shower and he came back and he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And then he said, in the past there was no face that was more hated in my sight than your face. But now there's no face that is more beloved to me than your face, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, before there was no religion that was more hated in my heart than your religion, that is Islam. And now there is no religion that is more beloved to me than your religion, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And before there was no city that was more hated in my sight than the city of Madina Sharif. And Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now after accepting Islam upon your hands, There is no city that is more beloved to me than the city of Medina Sharif. What is it that changed them? Was it that hatred, that fight, wars, battles, is that what changed them? It was the akhlaq, the good character, the noble character, the justice, the honesty, the truthfulness, the politeness, the forgiveness, the kindness of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us with those qualities, so that when people look at us, meet us, they want to come into Islam and not distance themselves from us. May Allah ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardships and problems of the ummah, especially in Palestine at the present times. Just for the sake of one soldier, they are prepared to destroy the whole of Palestine. So we must make a lot of dua, because what else can we do? So at least make a lot of dua. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must assist and help them. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must give hidayat and guidance to those who are out to destroy and bulldoze and bomb the ummah. And if hidayat is not in their muqaddar because of the obstinacy, they have made up their minds, they will continue with the tyranny, oppression and persecution, then we have got the right to make dua that, Ya Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and the Samud and all the nations of the past who rejected you. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Must make dua. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the doer of all things. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.